This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. It's a place usually filled with noise, but not this night. The home bleachers at the Vero Beach Football Stadium hold more than 300 people, but you wouldn't know that by listening. With the exception of chirping birds, the crowd observed a minute of silence as part of a candlelight vigil to honor the 17 people killed in last week's school shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Broward County. Many in the crowd wear red, one of Vero Beach High School colors, and they began arriving 45 minutes before the planned start of the vigil.
If we get enough of these going, maybe it'll be the number one Google search and not the killer.
Leah Jones came to the vigil with her whole family, including three elementary school age children. She said she wanted to be part of a community reaching out to support the grieving families.
And we're also here because we want the boys to see the support of the community, because they were getting a little scared about going to school. And I'm like, no, the community's going to rally together and we're all going to keep you safe. So kind of hoping it makes them feel a little bit safer in the community and seeing that people can rally together. So
Jones and her family were among the first to arrive. They brought with them candles and small cups to shield the flame from the evening breeze. A few rows higher, Karen Sands sits with her daughter, who's a freshman at Vero Beach High School. The shooting has been on her mind.
We need to stand united. And I think the mental issues need to be talked about and something to be done to keep the kids safe from anybody getting a gun in their hand.
Her daughter, Cammy, says the shooting has been on her mind as she goes to class.
Yeah. I mean, I've always kind of been concerned about it. I always hope that it doesn't happen, but because, I mean, like, Vero Beach is a pretty small place. Where was it? Fort Lauderdale, where it happened?
No, Broward County, Parkdale.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's a pretty safe place. And then, you know, that just happened. So it's kind of scary that that could happen to Vero Beach.
Callan Moore is a bus driver. She wanted to be with the students for this vigil.
To show unity amongst brethren and sistering, just, you know, supporting one another. We one body, you know, we're not divided, we're united. We're the United States of America, and we should be united. Mm-hmm. Support of the families that lost loved ones, and support of the students that got to go through this daily and remember what happened, you know, just to show support.
I pledge allegiance.
The ceremony begins with the pledge. Politics don't play a part in this vigil. It's time for unity and remembrance.
God bless America.
The lights in the stadium are dimmed. People hold candles, electric lights, and cell phones. 17 white paper bags line the running track in front of the bleachers. As the name of each victim of the high school shooting is read aloud, a candle inside each bag is lit. The lights flicker. Prayers are offered. Lives are remembered. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.